This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news from Monday, August 18th. A motorcyclist from Spring Lake died Saturday after slamming into a car in Delco. William Washington, age 50, was pronounced dead on the scene of the wreck. It occurred in the eastbound lane of 74 near Delco School Road. It was the seventh road death in the county this year. Public hearings are set for tonight at 6:30 for two proposed housing developments in southern Columbus County. The Sardis tract will include 1,000 to 1,100 homes on Peacock Road. The Coleman tract will have around 190 homes to a project that's already underway, if it's approved. Both projects are awaiting designations as planned unit developments. County commissioners will hear comments on the proposals tonight, starting at 6:30. Southeastern Community College has some good news today. They broke ground on the new $22 million, 22,000 square foot transportation technology STEM building on campus. Dr. Chris English of SCC said the facility will support automotive systems and truck driver training programs and is going to meet a rapidly growing regional workforce need. When it's completed, the facility will include a 5-acre paved driving pad as well as a driver simulator for training. Family, friends, and fellow classmates gathered Saturday to mourn Landon Jacobs at Elizabeth Brinkley Park, where he played baseball for years. The rising East Columbus junior died in an early morning crash on the way to work Thursday. He will be eulogized at 3 p.m. Wednesday at East Columbus High School in the auditorium. Burial will be at New Hope Baptist Church in Bolton. His family will receive friends from 5 until 8 p.m. Tuesday at Peacock Funeral Home in Whiteville. Hurricane Erin is not going to directly impact North Carolina, but the massive tropical system is causing rough surf and dangerous conditions all along the beaches, especially along the Outer Banks. Rip current warnings are in effect for southeastern North Carolina and adjacent South Carolina waters. Folks, I know a lot of you are trying to get a couple of more beach days in before school starts back, but look, emergency officials said there were 30 water rescues in New Hanover County alone today. So if you got to go down there, go down and enjoy the beach, stay out of the water. Better still, just go to Lake Waccamaw. City officials are working out a few minor details with R.J. Corman Railroad, but the basic agreement to improve drainage through the drill bed in downtown Whiteville is complete. Larger drains will be installed along Canal Street. They'll help improve drainage all the way from Franklin to Jefferson. The current drains in the rail bed are too small, and they cause the railroad to actually act as a dam during times of high water. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.